proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. In the studio, we have Brother Sam Wilson joining us again. Welcome to the studio, Brother Sam.
Thank you, Aaron. It's good to be here with you.
Brother Sam serves here with IBJM and has been involved through the years working with Russian-speaking people. He's been in Russia, Middle East, and also in the Ukraine. He goes there frequently. Brother Sam, we talked on our last program a little bit about the situation going on currently in Ukraine with some of the struggles and even the barriers to the gospel. But let's take a step back today and look at Ukraine as a mission field and some of the things that are going on there today.
Well, Aaron, Eastern Europe in general and Ukraine in particular are of interest to IBJM, to the International Board of Jewish Missions, because of there's a presence of many Jewish people there. A lot of people probably aren't aware that Europe, and especially Eastern Europe, were great centers of Jewish population and culture and learning during the past century. There was huge populations of Jewish people in Germany, in Poland, in Ukraine, Russia, and really throughout Eastern Europe. And their culture really went to a very high level. They were very involved in everything, and many of them prospered, and they did well. And then World War II came, and the Nazis tried to wipe out all the Jewish people and were successful as you're very familiar with, murdering 6 million Jewish people, and vast populations of Jewish people were destroyed for no good reason. And it's just, I mean, it was a horrible tragedy and a horrible crime. And so whole areas of Eastern Europe that had strong Jewish influences suddenly were devoid of Jewish people. They'd all been murdered. And yet in Ukraine, many Jewish people remained, and in Russia as well. Today, the greatest populations of Jewish people in Eastern Europe are in Russia, in Ukraine, and in Hungary, in that order. And so we have a real interest in serving there. One of the churches that I often preach in when I'm in Ukraine is in the city of Bielaya Tserkov, and I say it's a Baptist church on a Jewish street because it's Resurrection Baptist Church on Shalom Aleichem Street. And so there's a very strong Jewish influence there, and you had the Holocaust, which reduced the Jewish population. And then later, when the Iron Curtain fell, many Jewish people immigrated to other countries, especially to Israel, but all over the world. Yet still today, there remain many Jewish people in Ukraine, variously estimated, say 250,000 Jewish people possibly in Ukraine today. And they're centered in Odessa, is a very strongly Jewish city, but Kiev has many Jewish people, and Kharkov does, and Dnipropetrovsk does, and many of the cities have strong Jewish populations. I was in the city of Kremenchug recently, and I was driving down a street with a pastor, and the pastor said, do you see the park that's across the street from us? And I said, yes, it's a lovely park. And he said, that's where the Nazis gathered up the Jews and slaughtered them, either there or others they took outside of the city and slaughtered them. And you're looking at a beautiful park, it's all green and children playing, and then you realize it was a place of mass murder. And so the story of the Jewish people in that part of the world is a story of tragedy. And yet today still, many Jewish people remain, and our ministry is to try to take the gospel to them, to lovingly share the Messiah with them, that they might know the peace and the joy and the forgiveness that they can receive through faith in the Messiah.
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of hurt amongst the Jewish people through the years because of this. Yet we are still commanded to take the gospel to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. And I commend you and others that are there and doing that. And I'm sure there are some churches, and hopefully we're praying that more churches in Ukraine will recognize the need to reach their Jewish community.
Well, honestly, that is really a key to what we're doing, because many people over there and many people here in the States have never really thought about the spiritual need of the Jewish people. We think of a mission field and we think of a very poor country or a country that's not civilized. And we don't think of people like the Jewish people, who are often educated and sometimes even prosperous, but they have great needs. And informing the church, helping the church to see that, is a key part of what we do.
Well, amen. We've been talking with Brother Sam Wilson regarding Ukraine, especially the Jewish population there. We're going to invite you to come back next time, as we're going to be talking with more with Sam about one man in particular who has surrendered to the call of God to do just that. And I think you'll be very blessed when you do that. So come again and join us. By the way, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org for more information. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.